Aren't you glad you were here?
Yes.
So many people have said, and I think if anybody's been successful in business, the greatest thing that you can do as far as just highest return in building a business is get people to big events. And leadership, what an opportunity to have that. What an awesome opportunity. What a scary responsibility. And oh my goodness, it's sobering. But you know, one of the things I just think about, what we just experienced this last couple of days, is the millions of people out there in the world, if they somehow were magically here and they witnessed this, how many of them would think, this is a lot better than the job I've got right now? But this is just so valuable, what we're doing, the difference that we can make. And how can we get people to come to these events? I think one really good idea is ask them. And I'd like to ask you, and in fact, I'd ask Ben to come up, and maybe he could personally ask you, because that is the biggest thing as far as return on investment, is getting people to events. And I'm just really excited, because I have several new people at this event, and I'm hoping they're going to bring some people to the next big event. But the great one that's going to be here is something funded by Mr. Ben Woodward. I'm so excited that he's personally sponsoring a big event in Orlando. And can you tell us a little bit about this? And then if you look at the program, there's several of us to kind of just give some closing remarks, just a minute or two. And then I guess we're going to have some entertainment and some fun tonight and things to eat and good things to do. So, hey, Ben, tell us about Orlando.
Thank you. I can do a little more than that. Steve, can you please quote that web address? Okay, so we've heard it said many times, haven't we? And I think as we come to the conclusion of this event, will appreciate why. All great leaders in our industry build their businesses from event to event. These are like the anchors, aren't they? That they keep us on the right path. We get so much energy and conviction because emotion and conviction and faith and belief is shared when we're at these events. So if you're interested in learning more, the next big event is in Orlando. This last year, we had a theme that was called Now You See Me. It was all about helping to reveal the new me in the weekend. This year, the theme is all about leadership development. What is so critical for each of us in building our businesses is that we learn the critical leadership skills that are required for us to become the CEOs of our own businesses. What does that take? What type of attributes, what type of skills do we need to become the true leaders of our own life, of our own destiny, of our own future? And we can, and in every aspect of our life, because those leadership skills and those principles, I think, are universal. They're not specific to Meekan, are they? That they work across the board. So if you want to learn more, OrlandoSummit.net is the web address that you can go to and get all the information. Steve, can you just scroll down for us a second, please? There are early bird prices on the ticket right now, so it does pay to register quickly. Because you'll get the best deal financially in doing so. So we've got here information that shows you what this year's event is all about. Scroll back up just a second, please, Steve.
I got stuck, sorry.
You're stuck.
Use your mouse, that'll be easier.
Here we are. So, attributes of a leader. Is there a leader within me? That's a critical question for most people. How we can discover that? I can do hard things. Leading others with vision and clarity. How to lead in network marketing. Turning the curve and creating new business growth. Creating business, compelling business and life plans. Kickstarting your teams. Strategies for success. Leadership 101. Getting started well in Meekan. And of course, learning some of the unique selling points of products that are exclusive to Meekan, to show how we can apply that to Meekan specifically. If you scroll down just a little further, please, Steve. It's a simple site to follow. That's just a brief explanation. This helps you to share it with people in your team. This is what happened last year. This is what you can expect next year. So this can be a tool for you to use. To promote and to share with your organizations. The agenda is up there. As you can see already, the different things that we're going to be discussing. One thing that worked well last year was the spaces of time that we allowed for people to network. We didn't turn a fire hydrant on at full throttle and blast you with it from 8 a.m. till 10 p.m. Monday to Friday, so to speak, while you were at the event. We had pockets of time where we could maximize your learning, and then you could step out, you could goal set, you could reflect, you could network, you could be with your friends, and then you could come back fully charged for the next sessions. We used time really well. We're going to do the same again. Okay, and then just one last little point down the bottom. I like this quote: all entrepreneurs have fears, but those that face their fears with faith have courage also. And that's what this event is going to be all about. Okay, so as you scroll down, you can register at that right there right now. And as you scroll down further, if you book your hotel room via that website, you will get a special rate as a group booking with this event. So if you register soon, you get a cheaper ticket price, get your event here, get your hotel accommodation via this link as well, and they'll look after you and get you a better price. The web address is orlandosummit.net.
Yeah. What rank?
Any rank. It's focused on leadership development, but you don't need to be a specific rank to attend. It's open for everyone.
Would this be prospect friendly?
It will absolutely be prospect friendly. So if there are any of you that live in the Florida area, it might be worthwhile that we maybe tag team and look at doing some things together to maybe pull in new people that might be interested in participating. But yeah, orlandosummit.net, nice and easy to remember. So, thank you.
Thank you. Okay, while you've got your hand, why are you in NECAMP? Why are you excited?
My goodness me, why am I excited to be in NECAMP? Well, I think front and center, it's everyone that's in this room. That's what makes it worthwhile being in NECAMP. It's the people that you get to be with. For me, the best experience is when I'm associating with each of you. I love our cause and our philosophy, of course. Humans being more, the five pillars. Getting to see that in action, helping people grow, being there with you, doing it together, laughing together, crying together, doing all of that stuff together. It's just life-changing, isn't it? So if you want to build relationships and have fun along the way, these events do just that. So.
Hey, all the people that were Eagles that were up here, I think it'd be kind of a neat idea just to come back up here and just 1 minute, just say why you're excited about this business, why you're doing it. Maybe I'll just take my turn while everybody's coming up. Before NECAMP, I think my greatest fear was to just eventually grow old and finally die and still have a full tank of gas inside of me. I gave 8 years of my life to selling commercial lighting, if you can imagine that. And I've shared this with people many times, and it's a thing that really bothered me a lot. And those 8 years, this is a reality, and you can probably believe me on this, that it was a good business. Lights are important. But can you imagine anybody that gave me a hug and had tears in their eyes and said, thank you for these light bulbs. This has changed my life. It's transformed everything. And when I call people, I didn't say, I've got a brand new technology. It's going to revolutionize everything. It's called electric lighting. Have you ever heard of it? I wasn't there. And I love what we have to share. Everybody that you touch with this, you can completely change their life. And as you build a business, what's really fun is some people say no, but over these years, I've created my own world. I'm surrounded by an environment that I've made so that every day I'll get something in the mail or an email or somebody calling and saying, thank you for what you've done. And that it's just such a good way to live. This is something that is worthy of your all. This is something that you can devote just all of your energy to. This is something where you can kind of think in your sight to yourself and think, I wonder how good I am. I wonder if I run as fast as I can, how fast would that be? that this has got so much potential. This is a moment where I really encourage you to just reach inside yourself and just decide to be the very best you can be, and go with this. And you know, you don't have to be that good, actually. All you got to do is find two or three really good people, and that's probably, after hearing me for a while, you're thinking, what's he got? Well, I found some really good people. That's pretty much it. You can do it too. For me, it was a situation where a deacon came into my life as an answer to prayer. My mother was crippled with rheumatoid and osteoarthritis, crying all day, wanted to die. And after a few days of prayer, a deacon showed up at my tennis club. In less than a month, my mom got her life back. So I had promised God that whatever he wanted me to do the rest of my life, I was going to do if mom got her life back. So I am obligated by God to do this business, which is a bad deal. I didn't know that he was going to let me cash $50,000 checks. As a tennis pro, I've made, on average, more than I've earned from teaching tennis for a year every month for the last 23 years of running. People have jobs, but nothing, they don't give back to you what this company and these products and these relationships give back to you. If you look back on your life, there are very few red letter days where you can say that was really an exciting day. The day I really received my eagle, that was a very exciting day, very humbling day. I couldn't talk as quick as Linda could. I couldn't talk for 15 minutes. But, you know, it's nothing like being recognized. You know, as adults, we don't get recognized very often. And especially for something as gratifying as helping people with their health and their families and finances. All those areas are really exciting. So to all of you out there, soon to be Eagles, shoot for it. It's something worthwhile because you're going to be doing exactly what you're supposed to do and you're going to qualify for being an Eagle one day.
Well, you know, this is an answer to prayer for me. 23 years ago this Monday, and after a career in ballet, I just knew that health, healing, uplifting others was really, really what I wanted to do, and having a life of significance that, you know, I no longer say life is short, you know, that's it, but I do say life is precious, and I wanted a life that I would feel really conscious that I have really made an impact in our world for good, and that's what Ken is. And so 23 years has gone by in a flash, and I can't wait for the next 23 years. And just, you know, helping others excel is the most amazing feeling when you can help someone find their eagle wing and truly fly. It's the most gratifying thing ever. So thank you.
What was the question again, Dave?
why did you get in mind that? Why did you
get
in mind that?
I don't know.
It's called Simple Television. I wouldn't do that, nor the effects of harm for animal diseases or anything else. So, why am I excited? Why am I motivated right now? I think we are at a point in time where everybody needs the message we have, not just from a health standpoint, but definitely from that, because we can't survive with the impact chronic disease has on our society or on the world. I mean, really. And I'm dedicated to share that message because we do have the answer. From a business standpoint, you know, Nikan snuck up on me. I was in China training veterinarians, and a physical therapist mentioned Nikan to me. And actually, that was kind of a little gratis trip to a health club for training these veterinarians. They say, wow, we learned more in a week than we learned in 4 years in vet school, so we want to thank you. And, you know, spend the day in my brother's health spa. And this guy mentioned to me that he had some products with magnetic energy that might help a neck injury I've had for about 3 years. It was a whiplash. Most people get in a car wreck. I got in a cow wreck. A 2,000-pound cow knocked me about 30 feet. But short of that, I mean, I said, you know, magnets, what's that going to do for my health? And my impression was, having a doctor of physiology and he being a physical therapist, this guy doesn't know what he's talking about, you know. So, I mean, I came home from that trip. 2 days later, I see a half-page article in my weekly paper about this Japanese company helping people all over the world with magnetic technology. I said, now, that's pretty weird. We're here in the opposite ends of the earth for 2 days. A week later, I'm up in Eugene, Oregon, staying at the Red Lion, working cattle ranches up there. And another guy comes chasing me down with his little mad voice, saying, "You look like you got a neck problem. You should come to this meeting." And I'm going, "What meeting?" He goes, "It's an Egan meeting." And I'm going, "What's going on?" The long story short, in about a year of due diligence, I actually tried some products. The product worked. People kept mentioning the business to me. I said, "You know, I have a $5 million a year business. I don't have time for another business." But I was also a dad. I had 4 small kids at home. I traveled 90% of my time. And I wanted to be a dad. I didn't want to miss baseball games. I wanted to be the coach. And so I set a plan, and I worked it very rapidly to replace income that I made with Nikan income so I could spend more time at home. Now, who wouldn't want to do that as a conscientious parent? So, and I think at this point in time, that's also as relevant a message as it was 20 years ago. What I'm most excited about is I feel you can palpate. That's kind of a strange word coming from me, but okay. You can palpate the cohesiveness we have here. And I haven't felt that in the field for quite a while. And maybe some of you agree with me, maybe you don't. We also have better tools. We have a message that we can share that is relevant and shared in a way that's relevant to the demographics that we're looking for. And we have the leadership to help provide the pathway for all of us to achieve. And it is, in my mind, every one of us are equals. So thank you guys.
It really is about freedom, you know, to do what you love and get paid for it. And you know what, if you actually been out there and had the mindset of helping somebody else to actually make more money than you, like you really want to help them be successful and multiples of them, and then it's just going to roll on up. And to have the freedom to work wherever you want, with whomever you want, and live it your, do it your way. I remember last year I got to a point of like, I am not going to be on 8 Zoom calls in a week. That's not who I am. That's not where I am best, is sitting at a computer. I'm going to be out meeting people, walking my talk, doing my thing, and soaring like an eagle. And there I am.
I have a lot to say. Well, I certainly take Ken Hankins for having honored us with an eagle, and maybe by the beginning of days, and so it was an awesome recognition. I think that it began for me when I was a child. We barely had a telephone, let alone, and finally got a TV with living on top of a mountain in Washington. And there was that hula hoop advertisement on TV or on the news. They were talking about this person, and they invented a hula hoop, and then they got wealthy from it. I thought, wow. You know, somehow you've got to find something that people all need, and then you will have such a business that would be an awesome way to make a living. And so then I became a teacher, and so I like to teach. And then along came Dave's friends and talked to us about Hank and gave us that cassette. And some of you might have not have heard this story about how they gave us the cassette. And I won't tell the background of it, but we listened to that tape on the way to Dennis's square dance call, and there was this lady, and she got a result from her backache, or she'd had for 50 years, and got up and said, "My back doesn't hurt anymore." And I said, "Take that stupid tape out of there." But the funnier part of that story is another time we were going down to the square dance, and somebody was just honking and honking and honking behind us. Honk, 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 and finally. I said, "Well, I guess we better stop. Maybe something's out of the car or something." And this guy comes running up to the window by to talk to Dennis, And he said, I just wanted to see, we were in a different network marketing business, and said bonus on our license. And he said, I just wanted to see who had bonus for a license and let you know that there is something better. He gives us a cassette to listen to. Ken Hankin. That is a different way to recruit. And so we put it in, okay, well, we've got a way to go, we'll listen to it. And guess what? It was the same lady. And so that still didn't really get my attention very much. But then, when Dennis listened to the other cassette, and there's this guy being interviewed, and he is making $17,000 a month, whoa, found our pain right in the back pocket. And I still say that the most common pain is in the back pocket. And so whatever kind of a presentation we're giving, which is, may relate to whatever the people have the need, and we always talk about the pain in the pocket or the need of the business opportunity, the awesome business opportunity that we have there. And so that's what really caught our attention and why we got into NECA.
Well, just prior to Nikon, I was in the car business, and talking about the five pillars of balance, about being out of balance, all about balance in all five of them. Because, you know, a healthy body, you have time to exercise, a healthy mind. If you ever driven into a car lot, you see that bubble of salesman there, I guarantee there's nothing positive going on in that group. There's not the most negative group of people ever been around. And, you know, mind, body, society, you know, selling a car or a truck to somebody didn't really improve society a whole lot. And that's what contribution I could make. And then family, I love my family, but never had time to be with them or see them at all because I was down there 7 days a week basically. And the finance pillar, that was definitely not the highest of the pillars of all because I was in the straight commission. You know, it was very stressful. If I took my days off, I was stressed out because I wasn't at work. If I was at work, I was stressed out because I wasn't home. And we didn't pay attention for about 6 months, as a lot of you know, but we finally, you know, figured this thing out. We got the hold of it and it really took off until about 8 weeks later that we were full-time in this, and that was 26 years ago next month. But anyway, you know, in the car business, I had to be a closer, and I was good at it. I was a good closer. And a lot of things I had to do, I didn't like having to close people to buy something, but if I didn't, they'd go down the street and buy something else. And you know, a straight commission, you had to make the sale. A little old lady come in and pay full price or something. I knew she could have got it for less, but hadn't sold a car for a week. What are you gonna do? You know? So anyway, that's one thing about it. When we got into NECAN, it was like a breath of fresh air. Because all of a sudden, I didn't have to close people anymore. I could open them. To open their minds to the possibilities. And that's what we love about this. You just being able to open people's minds. And there's no stress involved in that because we're just offering a gift. We're not begging a favor from anybody. And we just, you know, invite people to take a look at our stuff. And we show them our stuff, they'll get a decision. Their decision to be a customer, we give them good service and treat them well and make them happy. Their decision to be a consultant, we teach them how to invite people to show them their stuff and how to show them their stuff and how to get a decision. And if they're not interested in anything, we say, have a good day. And something will change for them in the future. So we just love this business and love, you know, Ken Hankin stopping us on the highway that day, and Dave's school system's calling us at home, and for those 6 months period of time, and have our Eagle Award, which is also one of our most prized awards that we've earned. So anyway, we love NECAN and love all of you in the NECAN family. Dave,
I just want to say a couple things. I hope you guys go out of here and don't make this a warm bath, but go home and take it, do something with it. You can do this. Don't get overwhelmed with thinking you got to do 8,800. I know what some of you were thinking today. 30,000 points, 50,000 points, 100,000 points. Those of you guys that have spent your whole life conditioned to trading time for dollars, or you make a sale, you get a commission, I really wonder how many of you guys in here really understand and grasp the power of the network. And what I showed you earlier today, that if you just duplicatively show that plan twice a week, it's 400 or 500 points. Really, let me ask you this. Could you do that?
Yes.
How many people in this room, are Kurt and Jeff here? Okay, let me tell you something. My family's auto ship is several hundred dollars. Grandma's got a big auto ship. You follow what I'm saying? 500 points ain't too tough. How many of you guys can score 500 points? Okay? How many of you guys could walk around, sit down, breathe air, drink water, and take vitamins?
Yeah.
How many of you guys could say, hey, you know what? I'm really shy and I pretty much suck at Nikan. Will you read this trifold? Tell me if you think it's cool. How many of you guys could do that?
Yeah.
If you're not a good prospector, you know, we used to have a saying in the Army, if you're not a very good shot, shoot a lot. And that's another thing. So what I just told you when you're out of here, I know 85% of you guys sit in this room and they talk about all the points for all those things. You're sitting there going, I can't do that. Tell me I'm wrong. Tell me I'm wrong when I talked about 30,000, 100,000, 50,000. If I really did an honest moment, a show of hands, how many of you guys, when Jeff started talking about those points, it didn't even, you were like, that's nice, but I honestly, raise your hand. Don't lie to me. I know what you're thinking. Let me tell you something. If you score your points and you show your plan and you get the duplication factor handing in depth, now out of an organization of 1,000 people, you're probably going to have 50 shooters that are your networkers. An organization of 1,000 people, you're going to have 50 that each have clusters of 5 and 10 and 15 surrounding them. You're not building 100,000 points, guys. You're attracting 10 or 15 people that each run little groups to mid-sized groups, a few people that run big groups. But you're never purposely, you guys understand the way we've got this set up, you're never personally doing more, even as a diamond, than score 500, show it twice a week. What do you duplicate? Show it 500, show it twice a week. You understand, you could run an organization of 50,000 people by scoring 500 points, showing it twice a week. The whole reason we do Zooms and calls is so 200 people in your group can get on one call and hear how to score 500 points and show the plan. If you had 100 of your people on one one-hour call, you just did 100 hours work in 1 hour. You guys understand the power of the network? The reason the points are going over your head, you don't feel like you can do this, is because you're trying to equate it to trading time for dollars or working a job. You have to start thinking in three dimensions, network. You guys understand that?
Yeah.
It's real simple. And the next thing, I'll tell you something. When you got a lot of stuff coming at you and you got a lot going on in your life, score your points, show your plan twice a week. When you're in trouble, some of the things they taught me years ago were just always do the next right thing, and there's always one more thing you can do. I got that drilled into my head. You can always do one more thing. You can never lose freedom of motion. The minute you get loose freedom of motion, you're dead. Keep moving. Keep moving. Always do the next right thing. There's always one more thing you can do. And when you've got a lot of things coming at you, forget all the things, close your eye, look down your sight, and engage the next target. Forget everything else or you get too scared. Lauren, you don't understand this. When you get bullets coming at you from everywhere, it's almost overwhelming. I used to just shut an eye and look down my ACOG, and just all I was worried about was one target in front of me. Don't worry about everything going on in your life. Don't worry about the horse being blind. Just load the wagon. Score 500 points. Show the plan. How do you build this business, guys? Score 500 points. Show the plan. Then what do you teach them to do? Score 500 points, show the plan. Then what do you teach them to do? Show the plan. So you really don't have to be a genius at this business and understand how much molybdenum is in the joint complex. Half of you guys are worried about stuff that has no profitability in your business. Score your points, show your plan. Score your points, show your plan. Can you guys all do that?
Yeah.
That's unlocking 100,000 points a month. Okay? So this is a great business. I love it. I like to have fun. I'm probably the only guy back there during the video, all amped up, watching it. I was thinking to myself, this is awesome, and I thought, everyone loves the eagle, except for the fish, not so much the fish. that's kind of funny. But I will leave you with a beautiful Irish traditional limerick. You guys want to hear a limerick?
Right.
And it's the only clean one, so that's an even better thing, right? Why do I love Deacon, Dave asks. There once was a man from Nantucket who was smiling as he kicked the bucket. They said, why the glee? Said, I built 3x3. My hearts and my being broke, I did chuck it.
Great is too much. Why not? I mean, listen, the thing about it is people need to know about Nikan. They really do, don't they? I mean, this is the greatest thing in the world to give to people is health and wellness. And there's so many health issues in the world today, and they need to know about these products. And so you, all you have to do is be on their side and say, no, I want us to get these products. Okay? Now, they're the ones that are going to buy them and pay for them, and they're the ones that are going to get them in their home. But you say, we've got to get your family these products. Your spouse needs it, your kids need it, your parents need it. And it's really true. And don't let them say no to you. Because why? They need it. You're not talking about trying to make money off of them. You're trying to help them. You're trying to give them the best life that they could possibly have and solve so many of their problems. And so anyway, I love this business. I love Ken Hankins. He's what a great guy. Are you driving a Corvette?
No, sir. I just brought the Jeep down.
Oh, he brought the Jeep down. Sorry. But anyway, Ken's awesome. Pardon me?
Oh, I said it's winter.
Oh, it's winter. Yeah. Jeep. Okay. Sorry. Thank you very much. And go help people. That's all. Just for help.
I wanted to be last I'm in Nikin because I love the hugs. And I appreciate all of you and your love. And I am so thankful for all of you, all Eagles. And thank you for coming here. I want to give some special thanks now for all the people who have worked to make this such an important and wonderful event. First of all, I want to thank Elisa Morrison, and we love you, Elisa. She and Laura Hubble, both of them have worked so hard for this whole year to help us put this event together. And Elisa, dear Laura, thank you, Elisa. Besides that, she put herself up here in front of everybody and sang that song so beautifully. So thank you for that. And she brought her family, and I want to thank them for being our hands, feet, and helping us this whole event. Laura wishes she could be here, but her health is not letting her. Her doctor says she can't come right now, so she's home holding down the fort. I also want to thank our MCs, Chris Bruce, Molly Simpson, Carolyn Trotta, Kayleen Ames, and Carrie Percy. Give them a big hand for all of them. Thank you to our timers, Steve and Becky Dragon. They did such a good job, and this is the all timers, and we did a great job. They also brought all the products, Viola brought some, and the people who brought the water so we can have good water here. We have Maurice Wilkie and Steve Crowfoot up here on technology. We couldn't do it without them. Viola and Carmen for all the making sure the water's full or any other thing that we needed them to do, they did, and we sure appreciate them. Especially, we want to thank all of our speakers who have put their heart and soul into their talks and speeches, but also for their example, their love, sacrifice of time and effort that they made to be here and make this event the greatest event that I think we've had forever in Nikin. I'm just saying that. I might be a little partial, but I think it's awesome. So thank you for coming. You're awesome and amazing. Please come to the party tonight, 7 o'clock, I think it is. Same place. 7:30. Come to the party. We have a live DJ, music, hors d'oeuvres. It's going to be fun.
lots of hugs, lots of just bring your excitement, come and enjoy us, and enjoy with us at our party tonight. You're awesome and amazing. Let's go have dinner, and we'll see you in a bit.
We love you, Valerie.